So, probably these guys don't need introduction, but for those of you who are not familiar with the band that's playing here today, Joe Walsh, yeah, I know, it's not that Joe Walsh. I've had three people say, who are the Eagles? Okay, so there are some among you who know who this Joe Walsh is, and that's great. Joe Walsh, as you may know, plays with Gibson Brothers. Some of you may have seen him perform with them in the past. Grant Gordy is currently the guitarist for David Grisman. I think that might be a name that some of you recognize. Daryl is a household name, and it'd take too long, actually, to really give you credit to everything that he's been involved in, but I think he had a lot to do with a number of you coming here today. You're having heard him previously. It seems like he's been playing our whole lives. And I'm always kind of curious about the fact that they make note of the credit for the totally uninitiated that he plays the opening piece on Car Talk. Okay? You think they could do better than that, but anyway. For those of you who aren't familiar, and Carl Doty performs in every different imaginable genre, both classical and bluegrass. He's in a couple of bands, K2 and A Far Cry. And we're very lucky to have them all agree to decide, hey, let's get together and play over the Thanksgiving weekend. Without further ado, Daryl, Joe, Grant, and Carl.
Sweet mama, daddy's got them deep in the room. Beautiful room, sounds great, feels good, nice and warm in here, very nice, we're loving that. Well, I think everybody got introduced, so you probably figured out who everybody is by now, more or less. Grant's over there on your right, this is Joe, of course, Joe's been here a lot. Carl Doty on the, bass, sometimes at the same time, that's pretty exciting. I'm Daryl, and we're going to just keep playing music, that is. There's a little monster hit you guys might remember.
Say you should tell a joke.
Oh,
so this one was on the wall of the place we played last night, One Longfellow Square, where anybody can write anything. And if you work in an office with Chuck Norris, what should you never ask him for? And it was his three-hole punch.
How many people who know who Chuck Norris is? I've heard of him, I know. Sounds like he's a scary guy. We're going to play now a commemorative piece. It was written in 1977 by yours truly. It's called The Dysentery Stop. Triumvirate of tunes, two of which we will play tonight, but not at the same time. Just one at a time. Here we go. One, two, go. Definitely in the Dog music tradition. I used to play a lot with, in fact, for 11 years, played with the great David Grisman. And it's fun to compare notes with Grant because, of course, Grant is currently playing with David. And so the difference between the David Grisman of the late 70s and the David Grisman of the early 2000s, there is a difference. And just as there is a difference in anyone who makes it that far from, you know, what is that, 40 years, something like that, 30, 40, 20? I don't know. Somewhere in there, you can do the math. But David had a huge effect on my music and my life, and so we're going to do we decided to do a couple of dog music standards here, and one of them is called Ricochet. And some of you may remember this. It features three mandolins. You're seeing two mandolins here. And there will soon be another mandolin joining you as soon as Joe continues the announcing.
Would you help us welcome, this is a mandolin hero, Will Patton.
Yeah.
I've listened to Will for years, but this is my first chance getting to meet him, and I'm psyched he's here. I have to say, the first time I came to your town, I was hitchhiking with my mandolin, and I would put my destination, I'd write it on the side of my mandolin case, and you guys were very kind. I hitchhiked my way through Richmond, so I like this town. I'm glad to be here.
Yay! All right. So, Ricochet. Let's see. Let's all gather around the microphone, boys. Okay, let's see if we can pull this off, as they say. A lot more strings to tune on this thing than that other business there.
You can't do anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Will Patton for joining us. And I'm going to turn the stage over to Grant and Daryl. They're going to do a nice duet for you.
Okay, we like all kinds of music, both kinds, really. You know, country and Western. This maybe falls into the category of Western music. It's from west of the Atlantic Ridge. But Grant is one of those miraculous polymaths of the guitar. He plays everything, and so it's really fun to try to keep up with him. So we're going to play a Billie Holiday ballad. Here, written by Billie Holiday, I believe.
Arthur Herzog or something?
Oh, Arthur, right. Yeah. didn't he like accompany Sir Tenzing Norgay up the Everest? No, that was the boat, right?
Yeah,
no.
Is that right. Recording session they accompany?
Boat over the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a beautiful piece of music in spite of our attempts to make light of music in general. So this is, God bless the child. It's got his own. Thank you.
Grant Brody.
We're going to do a song that I sort of co-wrote. It started out as a song by that prolific songwriter, Traditional, and I wrote a bunch of new verses for this old song called Mole in the Ground.
Which, by just the sheerest of coincidences, happens to appear on Joe's recording, which is available to all of us, actually. We could all buy one. I might even buy another one, I'll tell you. It's awfully good, and it's available here in the building.
You can trade money for it.
What are you calling it? Fun tickets?
Fun tickets.
Another word for those green, gray, rectangles. Okay.
And for fun, check out, so Grant and I both made a record about the same time, and then, like, we did a gig not that long afterwards, and we're looking at each other's records, and they're, if you blurred your eyes, they look exactly the same.
Same, it's amazing. We're holding our instruments at the same angle, same basic proportion. Mine came out a little bit earlier, though. It's like,
oh! I thought you were going to say better.
Mine's just a slightly higher resolution.
Might be louder.
Is it loud? Mine is a picture of me.
All right, about that song.
I wish I was the tide strong and slow. I wish I was the tide strong and slow. I wish I was the mole in the ground. I wish I.
So it's a two-set show, so we're going to take a little break after this next song and then come back very quickly. This is to, and there is a reason for this. I'm not sure of the exact reason, but it's a good one, and there may be more than one. So so that's about as much as we know at this point, except that we are going to do one more tune right now and then take a little tiny break and come back and play all the notes that we forgot to play in this first half. I'm going to go back and codify that, make sure we got, you know, we want to cover every possible note tonight for you.
This is one that Grant and I co-wrote. It's a fiddle tune that we just came up with. And we came up with a tune, but we didn't come up with a name. And I was sitting there playing with Daryl, and we started talking, got on the subject of how many stories there are in the world. Turns out there's two. And Daryl explained it.
Yeah, well, yeah, the first one is, does anybody know, I've probably got some writers here, huh? Up here, you expect a lot of writers to live up here, because, you know, it's not much else. But the first story, right, is somebody goes on a trip, right? Somebody goes on a journey. And then the second story is a stranger comes to town. So
it's called A Stranger Comes to Town. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Thank you so much.
My mom used to say, when you get in a hole, stop digging. But Joe and I kind of discussed it a little bit during the break. And what I meant to say was that this place is so... It's very peaceful and conducive to creative work. which I don't think anybody can argue with that at all.
Inspiring, one might say.
Inspiring, yes. I guess it's perspiring. Okay.
sky that you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you're so lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you're gone.
Daryl and one of his tunes. This is a tune that is people all over the world would like to be able to play it. and many try. It's a challenging tune, so, but we're gonna give it a whirl.
Yeah, great. As you said last night, you know, very topical. This time of year, Thanksgiving. It's called Ride the Wild Turkey. Here we go.
friends, this is my new tune.
New tune?
Thank you. I made a record a couple of years ago, which it'd be great if you wanted to buy a copy. It's mostly my original compositions, and so I did that, and then that's done, and then I haven't really written any new music for a while, and then a couple weeks ago I had this gig that I really wanted to have a new tune for, and I sat down and it came out in like an hour, just like lickety split. So it's very new, it's only been performed a couple times, and these guys are really doing a wonderful job at giving this new thing some nice, that's all I got.
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah. More words.
The last tune, the tune itself can supply the last word of the sentence.
There you go.
Actually, probably best. We don't have a name for it yet. If anybody's got an idea, you know, if you hear it, write it down back in $50 bill. Just, you know, send it in. Or, you know, yeah, or just come up to us.
Or someone goes on a trip.
Yeah. Wow. The other one. Yeah, it kind of is like that. Actually, it's more of a. This one is more of a guy, a person.
Journey.
Goes somewhere, comes back, sort of.
Anyway, new tune. We very much hope you enjoy it. It's in the key of question mark. Thank you.
That's the old Dry and Dusty there, and I'm going to close the show here with a tune that I played almost every night for 10, 11 years, and took maybe 35-year hiatus, and now we're playing it. It's pretty great. It's actually, I'm enjoying it a lot, and these guys are playing it so great. It's a whole different animal. It's written, of course, by David Grisman, and it's called Dog's Rag. I'm going to play Dog's Rag for you. And then, basically, we're going to leave the immediate vicinity, and we're going to try to get ready for our second show, which should be pretty good too, but we hope you had a good time. Thanks for coming, and thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot to Don for everything he did to make this happen. And to Pat, and after the rodeo, and for the sound.
It's really a great place to have concerts. Just hope we get to do more of this, and I'm sure that this is going to go on for a while, so that is fantastic. So glad to be a part of this. And, so here it is. Here's Dr. Faye. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Okay. After rodeo. All right. Save everybody a little bit of time and energy here and get right back up here. Finish this thing. Thank you so much. You know, it's just an amazing, you know, I just remember back in 1975 when I got with these older guys. I was 21. David was about, had just turned 30, and we were doing this thing. Yeah, I just felt like, wow, how many people really get to do exactly what they wanted to do, what they dreamed about doing, and feeling like they were exactly in the right place at the right time? Very few people, and I'm very grateful for that. And, just grateful for a bunch of you know, younger players and people that somehow were affected by that stuff in the same way, and part of some kind of chain of music and good feeling that keeps going on and on. So it's pretty incredible. And so we're just going to play a tune together here with everybody, all the different age groups. this is a good old tune called The Cherokee Shuttle, written by Tommy Jackson, dedicated to our brave shuttle pilots. Thank you. Thank you.
Hipper second show. We are thrilled to be here. It's a beautiful place to play, and we'd like to thank Don and the. I had all my cues written down here, so now they're gone. But we're grateful and thankful, and it's just fantastic to be here. And in return, we'd like to play some music for you guys. That's what's going to happen immediately, if not sooner.
Thank you.
Control. Yes. Oh, yeah. We're gonna keep going with this music thing. Seems to be working out. And here's a monster head from yesteryear. You know you'll like this one. Okay. It's in the key of yes. Thank you. Here. Well, actually, they're all originals by somebody, right? We probably got some musicians here. Well, I know we got some musicians. How about that? How about the After the Rodeo guys? They're so great. We were getting all worried there, but we knew our natural charm would like get us through. So, I was going to say something about it. Oh, the original. Yeah, I'll bet there's a bunch of other musicians. How many musicians, amateur, professional, either one? Enthusiastic, non-enthusiastic? Yeah, cool. Yeah. It reminds me of the, you know, Danny Barnes is a great singer-songwriter who had a funny story about playing in a restaurant early on, and they've slipped in a couple of his original songs. And the proprietor of the restaurant comes up to him after and says, you were playing, I didn't recognize the song. Are those your songs? And says, I don't want you playing any original songs by you or anybody else. So we're going to actually play a lot of original songs by us and other people. Just to show him. This is our long-term retaliation thing, you know. Anyway, this is an original song by me, written about 1977. It's kind of a commemorative piece, and it's called The Dysentery Stomp. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Joe's gonna sing you a Ray Charles soon. Song.
Number
once.
make me happy for the rest of my day. Put charms around me and I'll be your slave. Just a little loving will go a long way. Ever since the dawn of time, love has ruled the world. Even Adam and his guests set the world to whirl. I met you, now I know you're the one for me. Come on home, you'll plain see. It's just a little love to go a long way. You make me happy all the rest of my days. Throw your arms around me and I'll be your slave. Just a little love will go a long way.
Turn the stage over to Daryl and Grant, who have been doing this beautiful duet. This has been a fun weekend for us because it's all kinds of tunes we don't ever get to do, and one of them is this nice ballad that they're going to play for you. So, Grant and Daryl.
From the Great American Songbook. What can I say? Recognize it in a second. buddy.
Man, sorry, I'm just going to say, this is, it's been a real short little thing just doing these couple of weeks on this thing. And I used to have pictures of Daryl up on my wall when I was a teenager. And the David Grisman Quintet was my favorite thing in the world. It's just such an honor to play music with him. And all these guys are just some of my favorite musicians in the world. And I'm so glad that we get to share that experience with you. So there it is. Thank you.
This is an old traditional tune that I sort of rewrote and rearranged called Mole in the Ground. Thank you.
After you go.
This is a brand new piece written by Grant, and we're figuring out how to play it. It's very exciting because Grant is a major musical polymath, and there are some poly chords in here that are very interesting. There are lots of ways you could go with this stuff. It's very exciting. It has no title, so if something occurs to somebody, please just, you know, go ahead and write it on the back of a $500 bill and leave it over there somewhere near where we'll be passing. Or suggest it to us as, you know, personally and using your voice.
Or email.
Or email. Or
whatever. Oh, man. All right, new tune.
That Grant has a, his CD too, is out there on the table.
Most of it is not as dark as that song.
But it's a lot more fun.
Most of it's name.
It's got names and stuff, yeah. It's all in process. It's really, you know, a lot of these tunes, I mean, just so much of the secret of playing music is to, you know, find what the story, you know, what's the story? You know, what's the story in the tune? Or what's in the song? In the song, if it's got words, it's kind of, okay, there's a story, but finding the story for this kind of stuff is, it's sometimes it's easy, sometimes you have to dig. And I have some really good writer friends who tell me that there are only two. You can boil down all the stories in the world to two stories. One of them is somebody goes on a trip, which kind of pretty much what that one we just played. And then the other one is, a stranger comes to town. And that's the one that we're about to play.
It just so happens it's a happy stranger.
Thank you.
the end of our little time here, but we got a couple tunes left for you. And this one is my favorite, I think, of anything we're doing this weekend. It's a beautiful old Texas fiddle tune that I learned off of a record that Daryl produced by the great fiddler from the band Crooked Still, Brittany Haas. Just a wonderful musician and a wonderful record, and this is one of the tunes from that. It's called Dry and Dusty. Thank you.
at the end of our cycle here, and we'd like to thank very much Don and Valley Stage for making this amazing. We have an amazing person driving the spaceship there, Mark, over there doing our sound. Yeah, it's just a beautiful place to have music. Just fantastic. Hope we get to come back at some point. And, and of course, especially, I mean, thank you guys for making the evening necessary for being here. Thank you for being so enthusiastic, encouraging. I just want to play music. And that is, can only be a good thing at this point. Since we're here and everything. So, so we've got, you know, this is the, you know, that little bit of musician jargon here, the professional, you know, showbiz people kind of like to call this part of the show the end. Like all jargon, it doesn't exactly mean what you think it might mean from the actual word that is used. What it means is that we have one more tune to play, which could be of any length, and then something else may or may not happen depending on how everybody's feeling, you know, how the, where the babysitter is at and all that stuff. So, but as I said, we got one more, and this is a tune that's really, you know, as they're all, you know, they're like your kids, you know, they're all, you know, wonderful in their own way. But this one has got special for me because I played this tune for about 11 years in a row, just about every night we played with David Grisman, and it's one of those iconic tunes that it seems to have affected a lot of people's lives. Certainly affected my life very much. And after about maybe 30 years away from the tune, just to play it with these guys is just such an amazing feeling. And it's so wonderfully beautiful that I can barely contain myself. And you can, as you can see, I'm just completely ready to explode here. So we're gonna play, kind of complete a little circle here and close and play Dog's Rag for you all. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Get him back up here with After the Rodeo as well. Let's get the whole crew out here. But we're going to play a good old tune called The Cherokee Shuttle, written by Tommy Jackson, off a tune called Lost Indian, dedicated to our brave shuttle pilots. Thank you. All right, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you so much.